There's been a sharp spike in the number of companies laying workers off. A lot of states say they're suddenly flooded with unemployment claims, and as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, some are not prepared for the onslaught.
Lauren Egypt lost her job last month at a company that arranges freight shipments from China. She wasn't surprised. The coronavirus had cut a swath through her business. She didn't despair. She decided to concentrate on her side gig as an event planner. Only that work has disappeared too.
And kind of in a 48-hour period, many of those contracts just kind of were eliminated and people just started canceling events.
So now she'll probably apply for unemployment insurance, joining the swelling ranks of workers who've watched a very strong job market buckle almost overnight. 18% of the people answering an NPR Marist poll last week said someone in their household has lost a job or had their hours reduced. Joe Barella is executive director of the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. He says with travel at a standstill, the skiing and tourism business in his state is hemorrhaging workers.
In a matter of 5 days, we now have these hundreds of thousands of people that their lives were upended because their employment situation changed.
Barella says there are plenty of warehouse and delivery jobs available for those who want them, and the state tries to steer unemployed people toward them. Still, many people have chosen to go online to file unemployment claims.
Last Monday, the 9th of March, we know we had about 400 people initiate claims in the system. Yesterday morning by 10 a.m., there were approximately 6,800 people trying to enter claims into the system.
Barella says 2 weeks ago, it took maybe 10 minutes for callers to get through to the employment office. Now it takes an hour. And the same thing is happening all over the country. Ohio has had 78,000 people file for unemployment during the first 3 days of this week alone. All last week saw less than 10% of that. So many people were applying for unemployment that computers went down in New York, New Jersey, and other states. Here is New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
We saw a record number of unemployment insurance applications. So many, in fact, that the state system crashed.
One big reason so many states are unprepared is the unprecedented nature of the downturn. Heather Boucher, president of the Washington Center for Equitable Growth, says a lot of people are able to wait out the virus by doing their jobs from home. But that's not possible for everyone.
All those folks who have jobs that require face-to-face contact, many jobs and services, there's no demand for that work right now. And it, quite frankly, it can be dangerous for folks to do those jobs.
In many cities now, restaurants, schools, theaters, and bars have been closed altogether, and the people who work there are suddenly finding themselves out of a job. In an interview with CNN, celebrity chef Tom Colicchio said the restaurant business is suffering.
If 75% of the restaurants get back open after this, I'd be surprised. We're looking at a massive, massive problem. This is our generation's World War II moment, and we need to rise to it.
And that's only a fraction of the damage taking place right now. Every day, more and more businesses are deciding to close their doors. Today, Ford and General Motors said they were suspending production throughout North America until March 30th at the earliest. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.